the way love comes to me. The engine cut a gully through the sleeping world that rare night. You remember, don't you? When I took the last train home. At the base of the footbridge, I stopped suddenly, stunned by the hyacinths. The man who lived there promised some to me as he sat astride a lawn tractor 3 weeks before they bloomed. Now, in the dark, I knelt on the foggy grass, reading the lawn with my fingers in search of the hyacinths, and imagined him upstairs asleep, his 2 feet twitching like horned toads in his dreams. I hoped he wouldn't mind my picking some. I crawled at first, but at the fence, I set down my heavy pack, and you may think this crazy, took off my suit and started digging to get beneath it. See, those scars a bit like tracks themselves, meandering from my shoulders down to my legs, show where the wire tried to hold me back. Go ahead, touch them if you like, and here, a small bouquet of hyacinths for you. Let their fragrance float across the days between us, to brush your wrists, to fill your nostrils. I admit I never really found them, but they are the sweetest hyacinths I have ever known. I dressed and headed home.